Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the question?
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Can you just answer your own question?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Looks like you guys are going to be in for a rainy weekend here in the Bay.
Man. You'll be out of here.
It's 75 and sunny, apparently, in New Orleans. Hey, you know what? I was thinking this because I saw the rain coming this weekend, and I just... How's the caddy running? How's the caddy running in the rain?
Well, I'll tell you this, Donnie. It's low profile, so I get the hydro scares, hydroplaning on 880, and I'm just telling you, man, it's scary. All my cars I've had in my life have been Cadillacs, but listen, I'm not balling like you and Evan, so I need an SUV, Donnie. I got grandbabies coming, and I got a nice car, an XTS 2019, but I need something bigger. I just can't afford it. But anyway, maybe something to pop off.
Maybe there'll be a good Samaritan out there.
Who knows? But shout out to Cadillac, Stanley, because you seen the Cadillac Lyric?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous. I saw it yesterday as I pulled up to you and Evan. It's a pretty car, boy.
Right.
Yeah, anyway. Well, thanks for asking.
Yeah, no, I just, because I'm worried, I know you drive a lot and it's getting rainy. By the way, Matt Barrows coming up at 10:45 of The Athletic. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the Niners. I want to play this before we get Matt Barrows on, though. And here it is. This is Kyle Shanahan, and the boss did a great job. He talked to the media for a while yesterday, but we cut it down to 5 minutes. This is a 5-minute compilation of Brock Purdy at the podium yesterday, and he addressed virtually every question that the 49er media could ask, and this is where we're jumping off today. Brock Purdy yesterday.
Yeah, I feel really good. Feel healthy and excited to be back and ready to go and lead the guys. So I'm really excited about this week. It's been a good week so far and got a couple more days, obviously. Got to finish out strong this week, but feel really good.
How frustrating has this all been over the last several weeks?
Yeah, it's been frustrating. Obviously, like going into year four, I wanted to come in and play my best ball so far in my career. And was really excited about it. We come in, play Seattle, and win on the road, and just feeling really good about the year. And then all of a sudden, like I'm just dealing with the toe thing, and it has been frustrating. The time missed, and seeing our team and an opportunity to go and win games, put a season together, man, and feel good about it. So it's just been frustrating for sure. But at the same time, this is just the cards that I've been dealt with, and I'm not trying to be woe is me kind of thing. We still have 7 games here to go and put something together, and our goals are right in front of us. So that's how I'm looking at it. I'm excited about it.
Playing against Jacksonville, was that a mistake?
No. That going into that week, I felt good. I really did, and I thought I was going to be good to go. I just unfortunately got caught in a bad position with my toe again, and just re-aggravated it. And so that's sort of just what happened. And looking back on it, man, I'm a competitor. I want to go out and lead, and I felt good throughout the week to be able to go out and lead our guys to win and play good quarterback. And it's just unfortunate I got caught in that position. So
the second injury took longer to recover than the first injury?
I mean, honestly, I don't really know. Obviously, I re-aggravated it. And so for me, all the decisions that we made were, how do I feel week by week? And we went from there. Going into the Jacksonville game, I felt good after 2 weeks of rest. And then boom, I get caught into an awkward position. And then this time after, it's just been, you know, take it one week at a time, one day at a time. How do you feel? Can you go this week? No. Can you go next week? We'll see when we get there. And that's just how it's been. And so here we are after 6 games. I feel really good now. So that's just the decisions that we've made and the plan that we've had.
More about when you're running, Brock, or your follow through, like where have you felt it over the last like few weeks on where it might be tender?
Just more so movement, you know, running and scrambling and all those kind of things. You know, dropping back and throwing, it's been pretty good for a while, but to play quarterback in the NFL, things happen, and to be myself and play like myself, you know, I have to move a little bit, and I just wasn't able to get there, you know, for a while. And so, but now I feel really good, and I feel ready to go.
Brock, was there any point during this where surgery was brought to you as an option or something that you had to consider?
No. Yeah, I had a turf toe variation, if that's what you want to call it. But, you know, from multiple sources and doctors and everything, we looked at it and they said there's no need for surgery. So
we know you guys are you're competitive. You're also teammates. When the guy who's replacing you is out there doing as well as he did and you can hear all the chatter that's going on, is there a side of you that says, man, I need to get back here earlier? What's going on in your head when all that's happening?
I mean, absolutely love Mac and what he's done, and he came in and played extremely well, man, and so, and kept our team alive and moving and going, and so I appreciate him for that and just everything he's brought to our team. But for me, it's been, how do I feel physically? It has nothing to do with, I need to get back out there for the political side of things. It's been all about, how do I feel really good to go out and lead when I do get back? And so, obviously, it took, you know, 6 games, sadly, on the second side of things after re-aggravating it. But I want to be smart about this with my career and everything. And but at the same time, I'm ready to roll. And we got 7 games ahead of us that I'm really excited about. So,
as mentioned, the toe probably won't fully heal this season. How do you navigate that risk for the remainder of the regular season, even potentially playoffs, now that you're returning?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a really good spot. Best that I felt this year, you know, since hurting it. And when you play the sport, that's just the case. You know, the guys are going to play a little banged up or dealing with certain things. And a lot of times you don't even hear what guys are dealing with, but they're just, you know, going about their business and playing and doing what it takes. And, you know, it's just obviously this, you know, took me out of the game, so everyone knew about it. But guys are always dealing with things. And but that's just the nature of the sport. You know, I take a chance stepping out there every time to hurt my other toe. You know, that's how I'm looking at it. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to help lead this team. Like I said, 7 more games this year and make a playoff run and try to go achieve our goal. So it's right in front of us.
All right, that was Brock Purdy addressing the media from yesterday. All systems appear to be go for him starting Sunday. He said he feels really good. Best he's felt all year. What happened in Jacksonville was he got caught in an awkward position. It affects him. It affected him during movement and running, but when he drops back to pass, not so much. I like it. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, what do you like?
I like that the starting quarterback is coming back, and in theory, he should be better. And so our offense maybe can take a step up. And if not, well, then we have something to talk about.
Yeah, and if I'll call Brock Purdy what he is to the Niners, Donnie, besides the starting quarterback, a hell of an investment, and you should be happy that your guy is back and under the helm. So we'll see how it goes. But I'll tell you what, just what we're talking about, nobody wants to talk about. You're damn sure, and I get what you're saying. You want to see, you know, because we talked about it with the state of the Niners defense and what it's not. That I just get a sense, I feel like the Niners offense has to be perfect. And that was even with Mac. And I don't think they've hit that plateau. So that's what you're aiming for. But what you don't want is the offense to go the other way. And it'd be obvious to the naked eye that maybe Brock is not playing the quarterback position on his first game back as good as Mac had been.
Right. And that's where I see, you know, this going. I mean, okay, so what happens next? Purdy's going to play on Sunday. All right, what happens? Do they win? Do they lose?
Let's just say lose. He'll be right out the next game. Okay,
gotcha. What's the score?
Yeah, what's it look like? That's your thing.
You know, 44-38. I'll bet he looks pretty good. But that is kind of my point, Goo, is if he doesn't play well, but he comes out of it healthy. See, that's the part that we haven't seen. He hasn't been able to play two consecutive games.
Right.
So there's a chance that he may be rusty Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
But
there should be no leash. I don't care how he performs. If he comes out healthy, like you just stated, there should be no leash. And this is my show. And I got some rust off. Hopefully they get a win. And I'll be back under center Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Night.
That's
right.
That's their next game. After
I want to say,
is it Carolina?
Yeah.
Carolina Monday night. It'll be a tough week. Oh, don't get me wrong. It'll be a tough week for Kyle and Brock Purdy. If they lose, he doesn't look great, and he's going to start again against Carolina on Monday night. Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to be an easy week.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't just give him one game, right? Assuming he's healthy.
Yeah, no. What scenario is there on your bingo card to where he's healthy? And let's just say we don't know what the outcome is.
He plays poorly and they lose.
But now everything that I feel like you've been saying about, I'm talking to all of you, about Brock being your starting quarterback, it's not, oh, you play as you perform. This is my show. So right, why? So let's just say a bad performance or not the best.
You got to bring it back.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, is it fair?
This is not a tryout, Stoney. I'm not saying you're saying that, but.
No. I'm not saying that at all.
This is his show. If he's healthy, you got to go.
Right. And what I'm saying is if he doesn't play well Sunday and they lose, it's going to be a tough week.
Oh, well,
in terms of the clamor.
Yeah.
For Shanahan and for Purdy and for the fan base.
And Purdy talked about it in one of his answers. He used the political, which I brought up. So, I mean, they're human. They hear it. But, Stoney, that would be a nightmare for Kyle and company.
What?
That Brock's healthy, plays bad, and then you make a change.
All right, we can talk about it on the other side. We got Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers and covers them extremely well. And he's coming right up on the other side at 10:46. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Matt Barrows coming up on the other side, and that segment was brought to you by the Los Altos Village Association.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.